That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
But listen to this. I'm freaking out. I looked for this animal many, many times. But here's the headline. Beaver spotted in New York City for the first time in 200 years. A beaver spotted in New York City in Bronx Park. First time on record since the early 1800s. A beaver actually has been seen in Bronx Park.
Isn't that incredible?
Can I ask you how many times Freakin' and I looked for a beaver in Bronx Park? And no, never saw it.
There's no idea what he's
saying. 200 years later, beaver shows up.
It's just too funny. The Don and Mike
Show. What about the vagina?
Oh, that's pretty much what it was.
And I'm glad she's a dirty little birdie, though.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. Whoops. Appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Well, what have we here?
Is that a laxative? Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
They haven't killed anybody. Yet, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, come on.
Come on. We'll be talking to the great James Brown, JB, from CBS Sports here on this hour.
Wonderful.
Plus, we have a contract with Kris Kringle, so Santa is making some sort of appearance today on the show, kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've heard it's like a hotline now.
Huh.
It's not good either.
It's a phone deal.
Wow.
But before all of that, oh, and $1,000. Hey. We still haven't given away the $1,000 today.
Serious, serious money.
We'll do that at some point very shortly. Rob?
Yes, Don.
Rob, I got to tell you something. You gave me a letter from your son.
Yes, I did.
A beautiful letter that Robert demanded that Rob bring in today.
Very good.
Very nice. Little letter just said, got his name written on it.
It's perfectly laid out. I like that. Says, oh, look at that, huh?
Says Batman.
Kid, very good.
Kid loves Batman. He spells his name T. Excuse me, R-T-R-O-A-O-R.
Well, no, he wrote all the letters as best he could, but it's R-T-B-O-R-T. He got them all on there. He's not big on order yet.
All right, getting the right, and I got your Christmas card, and your kids
good.
Look great on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
nice.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because I was going to mention, and I know, Rob, you won't take this the wrong way, because I love Robert. I'm so privileged to be his godfather. The Christmas card, the face that Robert is making.
It's great.
It's a face that Bobby Hill makes when he's when he's mad at his dad, when he's mad at Hank Hill. Now, Robert, if anything, he's not like Rob. He's not like Bobby Hill. He's not
right.
a short, stubby kid.
He's really quite lean
Robert,
now. Yeah.
Robert is lean and tough and strong and a little machine. However, the one gene that he's gotten from Pops is the oversized head.
He has my head.
He has the melon.
There are some eerie similarities. Yeah.
And in your Christmas card, he's just got his brand new short haircut.
Right.
And your daughter's smiling beautifully. Your wife is smiling. You're smiling. And he's got a look on his face that is just priceless.
It's the best picture we had. We made a lot of stabs to get everybody looking good.
Right, yeah. Right.
And that's the best we could do. And I think if you're batting 75, it's pretty good.
That's great. No, I love the look on your camera. Julia looks great. It's fantastic.
It is cute as hell. And you can see how much he has changed.
My God, I know.
There were photos. I know everybody says this about their kids, but
right.
I'm especially fond of Robert for obvious reasons. So I get pictures of him all the time.
Right.
And when are those pictures of him and those Batman PJs taken?
Those are like probably about a year ago, but doesn't he not look like a totally different kid?
Seems impossible. I got these pictures and we had them laid out and it's a progression of, it's Robert sitting in a chair and he's got his Batman pajamas on.
Which he lived in for like 18 months.
And the pictures are so great because it's a progression. Rob gave me like 10 of these.
Right.
And it's a progression of them as he goes through the various stages. He's very happy, then he's agitated, then he's pouting,
right?
And then there's one where he's looking right at the camera at the very end like, okay, is this what you want?
Yeah, grinning. Exactly.
I thought the Christmas card came out great, though.
Well,
it really
you.
Did. It
thank
did.
You.
He looks so much different compared to, I was standing in front, and you were over, you saw we've got those pictures of Robert framed and hanging up. I was looking at that Christmas card going, that kid, seriously, does not look like the same kid from a year ago.
Oh, he's moving at like rocket speed.
It's at that age right now. How old is Robert now?
He is just turned five.
Just five. So this is the sprout time. This is when they're, I mean, really 6 months, there's going to be a lot of change.
It's really almost spooky.
You should be very happy that you sent the same kind of card out that Al Roker sent to Willard.
Yeah, I felt really good about that.
I saw that today.
As always, just trying to do everything Roker does.
Willard was making a big deal on today's show talking about Al Roker's card, and I thought, you know, what is it going to be? And it's a picture that Al Roker has with all of his family.
Right.
He's got that TV anchor wife that from New York.
Right, from ABC.
And one of his kids in the center is laughing out loud in the picture, and Willard opens up the card and says, laughing all the way. And it was the perfect little card. And,
Willard.
And then when I saw the Spiewak family also on the card, you know, similar, but nobody really laughing out loud. Perhaps next year you can choose
for
that.
It was one of those things, when, like the Hallmark thing, you open it up, instead of a song, when you open up Rob's card, it says... It says,
what makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
They were all dressed in brown shirts.
They were. It's very nice.
Fascinating look that everybody
had. Perhaps
the
reason Robert looks different is the mustache.
That is a handsome family you have.
Thank you so much.
Boy is just so cute.
Well, we're trying to Carla's now sending out Christmas cards from our... I think most of you know that my thoughtfulness, I don't send cards out to anybody.
You know, it's funny. When I was unpacking my Christmas stuff, I actually found a card from you that I saved.
Did you really?
Because it really was a card signed Mike O'Mara, and it didn't have money in it.
It's a rarity. I think we're sending you all cards. I can best describe it with a conversation I had with my mom last night at the end of the conversation. I should tell you one other thing she said that was highly disturbing. But before that, she said, please tell Carla thank you for the card. I said, Mom,
she knows.
It was from Mike and Carla. And she said, well, we know. And this is how she said it to me. We know who sent the card.
Wow.
And then she
does love you.
Mom!
And then 87 years young, we moved into politics. And at 87.
How'd that go?
It was, we talk politics all the time. And my mom's a big Bush basher, and she tends to get very worked up about it. And she was saying, "Well, just the situation with the war right now and the economy, and I don't understand. People are making a big deal about this, and why they're not talking impeachment about this? But of course, they talked about impeachment when Clinton was in there, and that was over a." And she said it.
Did
and
she really?
She said BJ. She
word.
Said the
wow.
full world. And I went,
wow.
I went, and I, it was immediately me going, Robert De Niro going, Mom! No! Not just the bomb factor, but the 87-year-old mom. Hey! No! And then, of course, as soon as I said that.
How about your mom she's still getting it done?
You know, as soon as I said that, she said, what? You're worried about the word? And she said it again, and I'm like, Mom, no! Don't say that! Don't stop it! And then one other thing, like you say, well, is there any other words that would describe what they were all upset about? And I'm like, Mom! When are you going up to Kathy's for Christmas? Let's change the subject, please. No, I don't want to hear that anymore. No, that's wrong. Wrong on so many levels.
Michael.
Oh, that's a tone, too. Oh,
Michael.
God. Oh, she's great. She is. She is.
Michael, you don't want to hear this, Michael, but I have to tell you. Michael, you be quiet now. Listen to me, Michael.
Stop it.
Your father.
Oh, stop it. No.
Love a BJ.
No, stop it. Now. No, you. Stop that right now. That is highly disturbing.
I'm not saying that she's out getting it done now.
Of course she's not.
Probably. Well, anybody could.
But she was so worked up in this political discussion, and she all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, stop that, please.
Your mom doesn't know about that.
Well, of course, but you know. Don't we all, especially when we have elderly parents? God, you don't even want to go there. It's Christmas cookies, and you know, and Grandma going up to see the grandchildren and all that wonderful stuff.
It's just
you were listening. You were obviously listening in.
I never heard your dad complain.
Shut up. Stop it.
You brought it up.
I know I did. That's horrible. I did. I, oh. You know what it's like when you go in that direction with your parents and you start even thinking in those terms.
Yeah.
Mother?
It was a highly charged political discussion.
Mother, Michael and Kathy out of the house?
It's like talking about Buddy Ryan getting it done.
The Red Sox game is over, Mother. Come on in and give me some of that BJ I like so much.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, Bill.
I'm going to stop laughing. He'll keep going if I don't. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Oh, Billy.
Billy, yeah. I don't think those words were ever said.
Oh, Big Bill.
God. Whew. My goodness. Anyway, still every morning, 5 a.m., 5:30 in the morning, treadmill every day.
Wow.
87 years old.
Unbelievable.
Works at a hospital 3 times a week.
That's where you get it.
See, yeah, what, the work ethic?
Yeah.
Hey, I've done four days this week.
My God, you're an elephant.
I'm doing anything to change the subject now. Please, stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. You stop. Stop. Stop.
Michael's got to hang up with BJs.
Michael.
You know, she's saying that to your sister right now.
Kathy. You know, that's the mother-daughter thing. Sure. Right. We talk about anything.
Kathy, hi. It's Mom. I was talking to your brother. And he about drove his car off the road. I just said the word. Well, Mom, what's the matter with...
And she says, you know, he's a little repressed that way. You know him. All he's into is deviant things. Like looking at himself in the mirror. That's what he likes to do. Looking at all parts of his lower half in the mirror.
That's right.
We got a break so we can talk to the great James Brown.
Okay, thank God for the commercial break.
Let's do that.
Same
topic?
Let's remind you
to say a special hi to your mom this holiday.
Absolutely. Yes, I think that's good for everybody too, and I hope that those words never are exchanged.
What, BJ?
Not from your mom. Mom!
Michael. They're just words.
James Brown coming up next on the show.
JB.
JB. Yes, of course. Don't twist that around,
that's
Buzz.
Right.
Oh.
JB. Well, Michael, that reminds me.
Yes, it's because that's all she talks about now. All the time.
Your dad was insane.
Oh, stop it. Stop. God.
Oh, my goodness. When he came back from
WWE. You see this? I'm going to wash your mouth out. You see, that's Purell.
When he came back from WW2.
I'm going to wash your mouth out with Purell right
four
here.
Four times a day, Michael. I'm amazed.
All I do is speak the truth.
I'm amazed we had any children.
I speak the truth.
That's all your father wanted to do. Never intercourse.
That's a lot.
I always just...
Oh, God. Oh, this one will be going down to Florida with me. That's for sure.
I'm your mother. Oh. I can't talk to you about... Oh, yeah. Who can talk to you about that, Michael?
This is funny. Oh, I will remember this laugh for a long time. This is a good laugh to have on the last show before they fire me tomorrow.
And Michael?
Yes.
Why do you look at yourself in the mirror?
None of your business. Mom!
All right, we'll be back with the great James Brown. Uno momento.
This is the Don and Mike Show.